Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this first Sunday after Christmas. Today's homilist is Bishop Jean. And on behalf of the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, I wish you and your loved ones a very happy new year and a year filled with blessings. And now, let us pray. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you, in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God of love and power, forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect for the first Sunday after Christmas Day. Almighty God, you have shed upon us the new light of your incarnate word. May this light, enkindled in our hearts, shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 2, beginning 18th verse. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make him a little robe, take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you, children, by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow, both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord from the heavens! Praise him in the heights! Praise him, all his angels! Praise him, all his host! Praise him, sun and moon! Praise him, all you shining stars! Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens! Let him praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, king of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Blessed are you, Lord our God, creator of heaven and earth. You open our eyes to see the wonders around us, and our hearts and mouths to praise you. Now give us strength for loving service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, beginning with the 12th verse. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went on a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favor. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Well, this is a story that we've heard many times. Jesus being lost and then found in the temple. Well, the background is this is taking place during Passover, which is a huge springtime celebration for the people of Israel. And so at Passover, everyone would make the trek, everyone who could, to the temple at Jerusalem. And so Mary and Joseph would make the trip as well. And they brought Jesus, who was 12, almost 13. Remember, so many scholars tell us that Jesus was born in the springtime. So he was about 13, getting ready to begin taking his place as an adult. Everything goes well. And when it comes time to go home again, a problem is discovered. Now, as a child hearing this gospel, I could not understand how Mary and Joseph didn't realize that Jesus was with them. Well, it's because I didn't realize that at that time they traveled in huge groups, large groups, on the way to Jerusalem. This was for safety. Not only were they in a very large group of people, but that group was segregated by gender. So all the adult males traveled together, and then the women and children traveled in a second group. So it could be that along the way, Mary and Joseph might not see each other all day long. With that understanding, it would make sense that they did not realize Jesus wasn't with them, because Jesus was not yet 13. So he was close enough in age that it would have been appropriate for him to be traveling in the company of Joseph and the other men. But because he had not yet reached that magic number there, it would have been equally acceptable for him to be with Mary and the other young people. So they're traveling along, and it takes about a day before they realize they don't have him. And so after a quick search, I guess an exhaustive search really, not finding him, they take another day to go back to Jerusalem, day two now. And there they find him, finally, in the temple, having discussion with the teachers there. And not just asking questions and listening to answers, but discoursing with them, amazing them with his knowledge and his insight and his understanding. So unusual for a child so young. Well, Mary and Joseph are surprised to see this, but Jesus seems a little surprised himself, asking them, why didn't they realize that he would be in his father's house? Some translations give it busy about his father's business, depending on whether the version that you read is translated from Syriac or Greek. Already, Jesus is talking about God with an intimacy that was rather foreign to the Jewish understanding of God. He's already talking about Abba, God, and you'll see this further as we go through the scriptural year. He is obedient to his earthly foster father, as well as to his heavenly father, and he returns with them, Mary holding the experience in her heart. I can imagine that she did. As parents know, that it is terrifying to discover that one of your children is missing. I grew up hearing this story occasionally of the time my parents took my older sister, who was then a toddler, with to shop on Canal Street in New Orleans. Now, Canal Street is in the heart of the Central Business District. It is a many-lane boulevard. It has a large median. We call it a neutral ground. And on the neutral ground are several tracks for the streetcars, kind of like railroad tracks going down it. The street is always busy, any time of day or night, it seems. It's lined with fancy movie theaters, the nicest ones in the city, and major stores all along the length of Canal Street. And above all the buildings, the upper floors of all of them, have commercial offices. So it is a huge, busy place that they were traveling to with my sister. And, you know, it was quite the experience. And my sister must have found it pretty exciting because it didn't take her very long before she gave him the slip. They spent hours looking for her. I can imagine. All Mama's life. I mean, we're talking decades later. They still couldn't laugh about the incident. My mother would shake her head when she talked about it. You could see the change. Her eyes would get dark as she remembered the panic that she felt that her firstborn daughter might be lost, maybe kidnapped, who knows. Well, Mary and Joseph must have been even more fearful. Jerusalem was the big city of Israel, and it was crowded with travelers from everywhere, and even worse, they didn't lose their child. They lost God's own son. How do you explain that one? Sorry, Almighty, but we seem to have lost your only begotten son. Would you mind telling us where he is? You know, we can laugh about it, but it wasn't funny to them. And we know that. We can understand the fear they felt when they realized they couldn't find him. Now, given the divine parentage of Jesus, they probably had a clue where to look for him. In a strange city, where else would he be but his father's house? And so they found him, and Jesus returned home with them and dwelt with them. It's scary for us too when we have lost Jesus. It is surprisingly easy to lose Jesus. There are so many distractions in the world. Career and job responsibilities, household management, childcare. Challenges of illness and pain, insufficient financial resources, broken relationships. It can certainly rise up like a wall around us, blocking Jesus from our sight. At times like that, prayer may be beyond us. Intimacy with Christ, nearly impossible. Religion itself can also hide Jesus from us with its insistence on dogmas and duties and details. Oh my. Even the Bible gets in the way. When religious leaders hold up some of the Old Testament laws as unchangeable, picking and choosing the laws that fit their biases, of course. Scandals are rife in every denomination. And sometimes it looks as though the point of all this religion is not so much to follow Jesus, but to follow the denomination. Between protocols and building funds and TV evangelists with collections of airplanes, Jesus can hardly be found sometimes. But you have to know where to look. Now, we Catholics can always find Jesus waiting in the church, hidden in the tabernacle. And that is a great comfort, to be sure. But as important as the Blessed Sacrament is, and as powerful the union with God that it offers us, I'm going to put that aside for another homily. Because Jesus himself tells us where he would have us look for him. Now that is handy. Jesus himself tells us where he is in the book of Matthew, in chapter 25. In teaching about the judgment of the nations, Jesus speaks of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, and so on. Both the righteous and the unrighteous question him, asking when did they see him hungry, and so forth. And Jesus answers them saying, whatever you did for one of these least, you did for me. Well, that makes little sense to them because they didn't recognize Jesus in the face of the hungry, the poor, the immigrant, the imprisoned. We may not recognize him either in the faces we see, the faces of beggars, the homeless, the people we find hard to love. He's there. And the generosity we extend to them, Jesus receives. Jesus receives it. Life without Jesus is scary. When we have only ourselves to rely on, we learn our limits pretty quickly. We feel his absence, and we rush to fill that void that is left when we don't know where Jesus is. And it's sad to see so very many people spinning in a dance of distress, trying so hard not to see how very lost they are. They may shop a lot or drink a lot. Some people turn to drugs to kill the pain of that separation. Others turn to a pseudo-religion and ask universe to provide the answers they need. But there is no substitute for Jesus. Nothing can take his place. The activities and the things that we use to distract ourselves in the midst of our loss, they only hide the emptiness. They cannot fill it. For that, we need the real thing, Jesus himself. Luckily, Jesus is the kind of teacher that students love. Before we even get to the test, he's already given us the answer key. We can find Jesus whenever we like. He is as close as the next person you see. When we are out, we can look for Jesus. When you go out, instead of averting your eyes, slip a few coins into the cup of the homeless person. Spend a few minutes listening again to the story you've heard the elderly person tell you so many times before. Share your unused coat or gloves with someone who needs them during these cold months. Keep a box of nutrition bars handy for the beggar on the street, or pay a cup or meal forward at the coffee shop. See these least. Really see them. Offer them a smile. It will be Jesus smiling back at you. Like Mary and Joseph, we must find Jesus. Like the child in the temple, he is waiting for us to see him. And then he will come and dwell with us. When he does, we will come to understand that it was never Jesus who was lost at all. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For peace from on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community and for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather and for abundant harvest for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, for the sick and the suffering, David, Plib, Anne, Joan, Shane, Nancy, and Dee, for prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have died, including Morris, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.